Even though the issue behind them arguing isn't funny, I can't help to let out a laugh at how thick Chance's Australian accent is when he's razzing Aubrey. I'm used to it. He gets that way when he's angry, too, which he does with me in a roundabout way. Every time I hand him his check from selling a piece of his junk art at Nuts and Bolts, my quaint store by the ocean. My husband, Mason, and I own an art gallery in Hermosa Beach. We showcase local talent, and it's quite popular to not only the residents but to vacationers and Californians up and down the coast. It's the beginning of fulfilling my dreams. It's been open a year now, and I'm slowly working on setting up my online store. And even though the drive back and forth the 4 days a week that I work took some getting used to, it makes me happy to help others fulfill their dreams. Not to mention, their talent is crazy good. We're open Monday through Saturday and closed on Sundays. I have a local artist working full-time for me. Mason and I love her. Naomi Madison is a 62-year-old lifer of Hermosa who paints from memory. Her studio is right as you walk in the door. And sometimes when I'm there, she takes her work outside where people gather around and watch. We also own a boxing gym and training facility. We bought an old building on the west side of Los Angeles, gutted the entire thing, and named it Whitaker's Gym, our last name. Mason's always wanted to open a place for kids interested in not only boxing, but to keep in shape as well as keeping them off the streets. If only you could be so lucky. You go back to prison and you can guarantee there won't be a third chance, buddy, and you'd never have me underneath you again. It would be all about the hand for you. Now get into the van and do a YouTube video with the kids or something while I take care of this. Hang on, Eden, I have to shut my husband up before we're late for our flight to New York, Aubrey says softly, then squeals when I notice Chance's arm come into view as he wraps it around her and palms her ass. Something tells me he's going to shut you up, I mumble right before she mutes our FaceTime chat, then turns her phone to where I'm unable to see them. Years ago, Chance spent a few years behind bars for beating a man half to death. He was trying to track down his sister's rapist, the one they are flying to visit. I commend him for it, but he hid it from Aubrey and took off to serve his punishment, leaving her without a word. She gave him a second chance, and now they are happily married, much like my husband Mason and me. I slow the treadmill to a near crawl and squint at what appears to be Aubrey's Obama bobblehead in her car on my screen. Their daughter, Bree, comes into view, too. Auburn pigtails are swishing all around her cute little face, and her head is moving to the beat of what I've no doubt is 80s music. She's obsessed with all things 80s, from her clothes to her music. Lifting the phone, I angle it to get a better look at the bobbing thing. The last time I rode in her minivan, the statue was faded so badly you could hardly tell who it was. Now it's shiny, and the face looks more like the ex-president than when I met Chance and Aubrey years ago, after we bought our cottage across the street from them. Total change of subject, but did you get a new Obama? I ask when her face comes into view, her lips swollen along with a big smile on her face. I can't for the life of me believe she would. The thing is sentimental to both her and Chance. It's as much a part of them as Pixie, their blind pet goat. You naughty woman. Making out in front of all those kids? At a school, no less? Shame on you. Oh, shut your face. You know how I love it when Chance says the word cock, about as much as you do when your husband says it. Little Miss Not So Innocent herself has a lot of room to talk. You practically dry-hump Mason in the ocean right in front of my kids. I most certainly do not. Well, I do, just not in front of CJ and Bree. Stay on the subject at hand, lady, I tease, my stomach somersaulting when I think about dry-humping. It's quite the foreplay, and there are many ways to do it with or without clothes on.